Some years ago, I ran into this kind of 7 or 8 year old little boy in Jammu, Kashmir. It was kind of a winter time, very cold. I remember talking to him nearby this tea shop where we usually get morning tea and talk about things. And I asked him his name, and he told me his name, and I said, "What do you do?" Oh, then he explained about going to school and why he go to school and to make money and so he can have a nice life and all these things. And I said, "Oh, you're so smart. Can I ask you just one question?" He said, "Yeah." You explained about all what you do and everything, and finally you said, "This is all for you to live a nice life." My question is, why you live? And this boy who talked to me so fluently, so fast about everything else, all of a sudden, paused, silence. Finally, he looked straight into my eyes and said, "Saab, jeete kyun, marne ke liye," in the native language. It means, "Sir, why I live? To die." I ask you the same question. How old are you? How many years you have left? Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and their parents, where are they? You are on the same journey. But the question, what is the meaning and purpose of your life? Have you found it? Yes, you've been going to church for a long, long time, and you learned everything in the world there is to learn. But you're still saying, what on earth is all about? Question remains. What we need is answer. And the Lord Jesus Christ one time said this statement, "You are spending your entire life reading, studying, this, that, vacation, all the kind of stuff. But the answer for your life is to know me, but you have avoided it all along." But that's the reason I plead with you. Would you consider to take June 20 to 26 this year, just 1 week, and come here and be with us for this special youth conference? And everything is designed for you to enter into a world that you never imagined. You need to take responsibility for your life, and I can assure you, you will never regret for spending this 1 week, for you will meet the real Christ of the New Testament. Not the plastic one, not the American-made, human-made Christ, no, the real Christ, who is your answer.